This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is hour number three. Seen a lot of these journalists out there right now on TV, and they are breaking their arm, patting themselves on the back because of the immediate dismissal of network stars based upon sexual abuse, comparing their reactions to the slow reaction in Congress. The blinders and the ignorance and the self-adulation are worse than I thought. Matt Lauer, unless Matt Lauer is like, Tim the Tool guy from Home Improvement, Matt Lauer had to have somebody install his slam the door button. Yeah. In his office that would close his door and lock his door. Somebody had to install that for him. NBC knew about his hobby for years. CBS and his producers knew about accusations against Charlie Rose. And Fox News probably knew about Bill O'Reilly. The networks took their time for dismissal until stories were coming out. Now, Congress is worse because they use taxpayer money and have intentionally buried the information while they lecture the rest of us and make laws from which they are exempt. They feel that they are special as they tell us who is fit for office and always demand more money and more power for themselves while there is little or no transparency. People in the private sector, education system, churches, government, and media shouldn't be patting themselves on the back. No one acted promptly and transparently on sex abuse. As a matter of fact, I don't think they would have acted at all if they could have gotten away with it. Some journalists and Democrats are also acting like they should be exonerated by calling the Clintons out now, decades after their abuse of women and 1 year after they wholeheartedly supported their return to the White House. Then recently I saw on Fox News Sunday morning that journalists have been vindicated on their reporting on the alleged Russian collusion and Trump because of the perjury charge against Flynn. Of all the dishonesty and stupidity against rampant in the media today, that was one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard said. They funded a fake Russian dossier to trash Trump. The fake dossier was fed to compliant journalists and Obama administration officials. The fake dossier was used as an excuse to spy on Trump officials. Spying was used to illegally unmask names which were given to journalists. So what should journalists be proud of? No actual underlying collusion or crimes have been found. So why is Mueller investigating at all? Flynn was charged with perjury when there was no underlying crime, yet Hillary lied about classified email, which is an actual crime, and justice and journalists don't care. Journalists, justice, and Democrats have never cared about Russian collusion at all. They care about destroying Trump and his agenda. And nothing more. If justice, journalists, and Democrats cared about actual collusion, they would investigate Fusion. They would investigate the DNC. They would investigate the Hillary campaign. The Justice Department, the Obama administration. They would investigate the journalists for all using the fake dossier to go after Trump. This sounds a whole lot like when Al Gore was out there saying, you know, I invented the Internet. Al, there's more to you than meets the eye, isn't there, buddy? I mean, how did you? Now, I heard you talking about what it's like to process tobacco. You talked about how you've chopped it and diced it and sliced it and all this other stuff. Where in that busy schedule of you being a down-to-earth, down-home kind of guy, did you invent the interwebs, sir? And why is it that it's bad for me to have a carbon footprint and you fly a private jet everywhere you go and have five or six homes that have an enormous, you know, Sasquatch-sized carbon footprint? Why is that okay, and why is it not okay for me to do that? You know, I could keep on going on. This smacks of the politicians pretending that they can control the climate and the sea level. I mean, I never have thought of it this way, but I mean, do you believe, they call it anthropogenic climate change. If we can cause the climate to do anything, that means we can cause the climate to do everything we want it to do, right? Have we managed to do that yet? Has there been a hurricane we've actually stopped? I've heard talk about, well, we could do this, we could do that. I've heard talk about dropping, hydrogen bombs in the middle of them to blow it apart and everything. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if anybody's ever thought about it. I know that there's big rafts of plastic bottles floating out at sea, except you have to go looking for them. They're not where they get to anybody. I'm not saying they're not there. I'm just saying the ocean is pretty big. I know that, that ice melts and then it reforms and it melts and it reforms. I know that there is climate change, for example. The climate changes all the time. And that's because the earth is living. It is alive, it lives, it breathes, it does all of these things. And climate shifts. It's not so much that climate changes as it shifts. And I know that we're about to, NASA, you can quote NASA all you want. How come we get these satellite photos indicating that there's been no temperature change for 20 years? By now, there should be billions and billions of climate refugees. But I digress. I'm sorry. I was going off on my tangent. Getting out there. And listen. Now, I have sons, but I have granddaughters, and think to yourself how you would feel if a revelation came to you that a sexual predator where your granddaughter worked, or your daughter for that matter, if there was a sexual predator working there in their midst, how would you feel about that? Would you like that? Now, let's take that and multiply that by some factor of some magnitude and point out that everywhere this happens, not too long ago, Matt Lauer was interviewing Bill O'Reilly, talking about what it must have been like for those people to go and report Bill O'Reilly for sexual misconduct. What kind of fear must that have been like? And then probably right after that interview was done, he probably went and exposed himself to somebody right after he pushed the button and slammed the door shut and locked it. I mean, it's listening to what that cat used to do. It sounds like he was an extra on that movie Van Wilder. And sitting back and saying, well, and he was being paid $30 million a year. And right now they're, literally putting themselves in arm bars to thank themselves and congratulate themselves. We have moved swiftly and decisively. No, not yet you haven't. I want to see how you treat Harvey Weinstein when he comes up on rape charges. I want to know why we keep, Roman Polanski, I know he lost his wife, Sharon Tate and everything. Does that mean that we forgive him for being a sexual predator too? Because something bad happened to him prior to that? So, despite all of this, I'm looking at them on this self-congratulatory road trip that they're taking, and I'm just sort of sitting there trying not to projectile vomit at the sheer hypocrisy of it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have a confession to make. In my youth, I was a big fan of Cheech and Chong. And in one of them, they played... I think it was Things Are Tough All Over or something like that. They played both themselves and a pair of Arab brothers. And one of the brothers' names was Habib. So if I start giggling while I'm, and, you know, this is completely juvenile, you know, it's just signing me up for some frat or something. This is just me being me. If I start giggling when I start quoting some names here, I do humbly apologize. See, recently, the lieutenant governor of Washington declared the state Senate viewer gallery to be a gun-free zone. His name, of course, is Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib. The state's largest newspaper reinforced their anti-gun editorial policy by calling for a ban on firearms throughout the state capitol in a Friday editorial. But it's happening at a sort of coincidentally bizarre time. Because the State Department of Licensing released updated data Friday showing that in Washington State, there's 591,366 active concealed carry permit licenses in the state. This figure keeps the Evergreen State at the top 10 per capita states where licensed concealed carry is law, and it represents an increase of nearly 20,000 new concealed pistol licenses since January. And with a month left to go, they could have more than 592,000 legally armed citizens, and that doesn't count the small but growing contingent of open carriers who don't need a license because their sidearms are visible. Now, about 2 years ago, open carry was restricted in the viewing galleries of both the House and Senate chambers, and that prohibition did not affect citizens carrying concealed sidearms. Now, the Seattle Times editorial board doesn't care for all this hardware, especially in the Capitol. They maintain that Habib's order should be applied to the entire Capitol building, which would probably require the legislature to pass a law. Leaders of the House and Senate can restrict guns in their own chambers, but state law includes no gun restrictions for public spaces like the Rotunda. But there may be a problem for the lieutenant governor. He was handed a letter the other day by State Senator Phil Fortunato that maintained this gun ban policy is illegal under the state constitution and existing state statute. Here's what Fortunato wrote in part. I note that in your letter regarding your decision, you appear to rely on your authority under Senate Rule 1. I've reviewed the rule and find no authority whatsoever for you to restrict firearms or weapons. You have no more ability to restrict by fiat the private exercise of a constitutional right than you could prohibit a whispered prayer in the gallery or the right of union members watching legislative debate to peacefully assemble. Senate Rule 1 does not give you carte blanche to violate the Constitution. Article 1, Section 24 of the state constitution states explicitly, the right of the individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired, but nothing in this section shall be construed as authorizing individuals or corporations to organize, maintain, or employ an armed body of men. State statute specifically allows those citizens licensed to carry concealed pistols at the Capitol. Habib and the newspaper seem to be offering a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, which is what gun grabbers do. He tried to justify his action earlier in the week by declaring, I don't want us to be implementing this type of order the day after some kind of tragedy. I want to be doing it preemptively and in a way that's respectful. This is in no way a statement about those individuals' lawful ability to bear arms. I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. Now, the critics are saying this is all nonsense because this unilateral prohibition directly affects a citizen's ability to, you know, bear arms. And they also say there have been no incidents that would justify this ban. And as for the newspaper's position, the Seattle Times editorial board historically has supported virtually every gun control measure to come along. Never met one they didn't like. So gun owners who have canceled their subscriptions criticize the newspaper for using the First Amendment to attack the Second Amendment. Now, here's what I would say about a politician who tells, and in my state, you can't carry guns on the state house grounds at all. Whenever we have a Second Amendment, I guess I do know why we do it, but they have Second Amendment functions there, and then the Second Amendment function, the Capitol Police just surround us, and they'll ask you to pull your jacket aside or look at your coat or, you know, look around your waistline or something. And, I mean, the street where you can carry a gun is literally 40 yards away from you. You can just walk 40 yards and then you can carry a gun. And 40 yards away is, you know, that's not far enough away to where if somebody had a gun on that side, they couldn't do something about it. So getting out there, this is the state saying we don't trust you rubes to carry a gun around us. We are quite better than you after all. And that's all that is. That is all that is. Now, this Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib, he wrote something in the hopes that nobody would notice it. This Fortunato guy, Phil Fortunato, he came out and sort of slapped him around a little bit over that. And rightfully so. Getting out there and saying, well, you know, I don't want to impact anybody's ability to carry a weapon, and then getting out there and impacting somebody's ability to carry a weapon, that's sort of silly. But that's the kind of doublespeak you get when you're dealing with gun grabbers. Gun grabbers, there's one of the things that absolutely stuns me about them is they don't like the Second Amendment. They think it should be gone. They think it should be repealed, done away with. It's archaic. It's barbaric. They think all that. And then they'll sit there and pay you the lip service saying, I respect the Second Amendment, while all the things they're doing is completely disrespectful of the Second Amendment. Not to mention your intelligence, because you're sitting there going, well, I'm thinking that this should be a certain way, if you will. All the while, they'll just be sitting there smiling at you. I've seen it happen time and time and time again. It just stuns me. But in Washington State, it didn't work out this time. And I'm sure the lieutenant governor is sitting there going, nobody knows who they're messing with when they mess with me. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They know exactly who they're messing with, sir. They're messing with you. They're dealing with you. You have been thoroughly dealt with, sir. And I know you don't like that, and I'm just as sorry as I can be about it, but every now and again, those rules that you hold us to, you got to follow too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Is Lock and Load. Now then, if you've listened to me more than once, you probably know I am a military veteran, a very proud military veteran, and I would do it again. However, I'm going to tell you something right now. Whenever you see an ex-general getting out there, they do not speak for the military. This is the kind of egomaniacal, fevered need for attention. And one way for a, as they would call him, a flag grade officer, a general officer, to remain pertinent is to get on the side of gun control. So we have this. 16 of the nation's top, as they're characterized, top retired military commanders are urging Congress to pass gun control legislation, arguing that there are many steps that can be taken to curb gun deaths that do not violate the Second Amendment. In a letter they plan to send to congressional leaders, the retired commanders, including Army Generals Wesley Clark and Michael V. Hayden, Navy Admiral Eric T. Olson, Air Force Lieutenant General Norman R. Sipe, and Marine Brigadier General Stephen A. Cheney, argue that Congress is no longer speaking or voting for the majority of Americans, including gun owners, when it comes to the issue of firearms. There is no acceptable excuse for our elected leaders to avoid addressing this as a national crisis. This is part of a veterans coalition that is fronting a gun control group founded by Gabrielle Giffords and Mark Kelly. They lay that their arguments in a letter they plan to send to congressional leaders. Retired military men and women said that as military leaders, they defended the Constitution and have considerable firearms training. As Americans, they said, they find the level of gun violence across the country unacceptable, calling the shootings that killed 58 people in Las Vegas on October and 26 in a church in Sutherland Springs in November, but the latest instances of shocking horror that the nation has experienced in recent years. Thoughts and prayers will not bring solutions, they write. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the rate of gun deaths rose for the second straight year in 2016 to 12 per 100,000 people. The letter comes as a House panel this week voted to advance a measure that would expand the ability to carry concealed firearms across state lines under the bill known as Concealed Carry Reciprocity. A person with a concealed carry permit and a photo identification would be able to have a concealed weapon in any state that allows them, regardless of a state's permitting restrictions. Opponents argue that states with higher standards for issuing concealed weapons permits would have to accept lower ones. The gun owner would still have to follow state and local law. It also allows visitors to national parks and other federally administered lands to carry concealed firearms. They've called the bill its highest legislative priority in Congress. Giffords has said that this bill weakens public safety, and then comes retired Army General Stanley A. McChrystal. He said he agrees. In the aftermath of two of the country's worst mass shootings, it is an affront to both our safety as a nation and the common sense of its citizens that Congress would consider weakening our gun laws. Untrained and potentially dangerous people have no business carrying guns in our communities, but the concealed carry bill in the House would allow exactly that. Retired commanders argue that it is imperative that Congress tackle the issue because the inaction will lead to more deaths. They argue that closing background check loopholes, barring extremely lethal guns and accessories, and working toward preventing gun suicides can be addressed within every reasonable interpretation of the Second Amendment. We do not pretend that addressing our nation's gun violence crisis will be quick or easy, but we know for certain that it is your duty. They also said the failure of the Defense Department to report domestic violence convictions so people with those convictions can purchase firearms is unacceptable and must be fixed. Gifford's husband, Kelly, a retired Navy captain, said veterans understand firearms and the damage they can inflict when they end up in the wrong hands. These are people who have defended the Constitution, which includes the Bill of Rights, which includes the Second Amendment, with their lives, and they understand the common sense gun laws to protect communities from gun violence are not an infringement on the Second Amendment. They know this should not be a political issue. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said he believes it's time for both sides of the polarized debate to sit down and talk about the problem of gun violence. Let's have a discussion. I think we need to have reasonable people come to the table and have a discussion and need to understand they have a responsibility to carry this conversation forward so we can deal with the risks that's currently in our society. To all of you generals that have signed on to this piece of garbage, gentlemen, you have all forsaken your oath. By the way, you are probably the same generals who would not allow soldiers, active duty soldiers, to carry guns to defend themselves on post, which apparently places like Fort Hood are very dangerous. You seem to believe, and you say the same thing about your soldiers that you say that the gun grabbers say about us, although it's never been borne out. And yet, in combat, you'll send them out away from your command and let them go out and do operations with all manner of lethal equipment, and then they got to take, you know, they got to give it back when they get back in. I understand that. Generals, you need to fade away. I take no pleasure in telling you that because I never served under any of you, although I may have served under Clark in some way or fashion. I don't remember where or when I would have served, but it seems like he was in the chain of command somewhere. Generals are guys that ride around in cars that have a driver. They have an aide. These guys enjoy an immense amount of power wherever they're in charge. You guys aren't in charge anymore. You are retired. If this is what it takes to help you feel good about yourself, I totally get it. But gentlemen, you guys are turncoats. Getting out there, I mean, show me the evidence of where the untrained, licensed people are the problem. Go look at Gabrielle Giffords' shooting, if you would, and you'll see that the one guy there with a gun, recognizing that he had no clear target, tackled Jared Lee Loughner instead of, you know, capping him. That does not sound like the actions of a undisciplined gun brawler now, does it? I get real tired of generals sitting around going, we're generals, and we know. I trained in the same weapons you did, sirs. I have the same background that some of you have, sirs. I did not go to OCS. I did not ascend to the Pentagon. I did not command a large group of people. But as far as your training and your understanding of the Constitution, I tell you completely unabashedly that that's treasonous, boys. Getting out there and saying that you can do this and you can do that. And Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, let's have a discussion. I think we need to have reasonable people. Who asked you, sir? Who asked you? You don't get to decide who the reasonable people are. And unless you looked around, cowboys, you're in Indian territory now. The trend is going against you. You're not going to get what you want. You can get out there and bluster and talk about your time under uniform and all this other stuff. I've heard all the tales of Stanley McChrystal. I haven't heard too many about the rest of these guys because generals are politicians. Every time they get a star, that's like, you know, you start out as sort of a, you know, an ombudsman, and then you make it to representative, then you make it to senator, and then... I get so tired of these people who throw this robe over their shoulders of, I'm the military, I know what I'm talking about, shut up and listen to me. Generals, you know, the soldiers don't feel that way. They don't. You know it. But you don't trust them either, do you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line. I was just checking YouTube, and I don't know what it is about YouTube. YouTube, well, everything about the internet, really, you know, when you think about it. I existed pre-internet, for all of you youngsters out there. There used to be a time when we didn't have the internet or mobile phones or, you know, Facebook or any of these other things. And in those days, if you were going to say something to somebody that was insulting, you actually had to get in front of them and say it. And then, of course, the risk came, you know, when you made that declaration to them that you might get pounded. Not so much now on the interwebs. So I just every now and again, I don't. And I'll be honest with you, I've gotten to an age to where if you want to come on and look at one of my YouTube videos and be insulting about it, I'm just going to ban you, and I'm going to get rid of you. Especially if I look at you, and it's like you have no subscribers, you've never put up a video, you haven't done anything except come in and comment on my video. You're going to be gone, like Donkey Kong. So anyway, I just wanted to get that off of my chest. Black Friday. The FBI was flooded Black Friday with 200,000 background check requests for gun purchases, setting a new single-day record, 203,086, up from the previous single-day highs of 185,713 and 185,345. And that was the two previous Black Fridays. Then there was a report that also was talking about reported details about NICS failures to detect criminals, missing records, the need for more resources, and surging gun sales, which have slowed since Obama but continue under Trump. However, virtually every fake stream news outlet on Saturday carried an identical story as if the Guinness World Records was the only reason for this report. Every single story, Google it for yourself. Use identical facts, spin, and lack of any real relevance. This demonstrates that the stories have one source, a government release, and no independent reporting. And federal agents managed this news. Reporters were complicit. So the FBI set a record for checks. They had to pull staff from other crucial tasks to manage the management of innocent shoppers.
Oh.
And the federal agency spent enough money to beef up the system from last year's record to handle this year's record. Here you go, lapdogs. Take your hand out. Everyone did. Missing, though, was the blatantly obvious, which, you know, to me, I keep being told that the reason that we have these things is for this very thing. just based upon what I know about odds, okay? When we were running these 203,000 background checks, were any criminals caught? Was there any crime stopped by this overhyped, very expensive, Democrat-promoted system? Nobody addressed that. And the supposed reason that this thing exists, nobody addressed it. Not one story posed the question. This is a 100% error of omission or misguided spin. You know, hooray for our side. We set a record. Did we do any good? Who cares? We don't report all that. Stories demanding more background checks, something have flooded the news outlets for months previously. You can count on more stories calling for more checks as soon as a psycho or jihadi is unaffected by the system because it is flawed at its core, and people are murdered, called a shooting by the news. Calls for more checks will appear simultaneously by coincidence. Now, what the checks did do, and we know this for certain because it does it to everybody that does it, it delayed innocent people from buying guns without due process, providing identifying information of innocent people exercising their constitutional right to federal police agents. They also registered every single firearm purchased, with the cost and record keeping totally absorbed by firearm dealers, required by law to do and retain the paperwork, in addition to electronic data sent to a central command office in West Virginia. The FBI can arrest any dealer who does not comply, saving the FBI from the grueling, expensive task and giving them tremendous power, which, of course, they like. Now, according to every published report scanned, if you're looking for information on the background checks and why they exist, you'll find that for more than 20 years, the system has served as the centerpiece of the government's effort to block criminals from obtaining firearms. Every type of criminal known, however, drug dealers, gangbangers, psychos, Muslim jihadis, armed and dangerous fugitives, domestic abusers, mass murderers, all of them remain armed. At what point do we look at this system as it sits today and declare this as a failure and then close it? No report on the system's actual successes. And that would mean criminal stopped and in prison has ever been promoted. And that's because there isn't one. According to John Lott, he found out that false positives rate, which is innocent people falsely denied, in the 99% range. And total denials hover at about 1%, but arrests based on denials are not made. Even the government's own study of convictions from the system shows a number too small for most people to pronounce. For example, PolitiFact, 6 million checks, 2009, 6 million checks, 71,000 denials, 1.1%. 25% should not have been denied at all, 4,700 referred for further review, only 77 cases actually prosecuted, number of convictions not reported. If all were convictions, impossible, but if all were convictions, that's 77 out of 6 million, which is 0.00001283, or 12.83 millionths convictions. This is not a gigantic return on the investment now, is it? PolitiFact concludes, in a significant number of cases, no crime is committed, and other cases are not provable. So, if you see a reporter, ask how many people found by NICS are arrested, and how many people found by NICS are convicted of anything. And after the deafening silence, ask, should your report include that? And if not, are you reporting the full story fairly? You can ask that if you want to waste your breath. You know the answers. They're not being reported fairly. Here's the thing about guns in the news, okay? And I say this about just about anybody talking about them. And this does not include any of your gun podcasts. This does not include any of your gun radio shows. Because this is the thing, and I say this with no amount of pride. talking about guns means you're talking about details. You're talking about statistics. You've got to know the details and you've got to know the stats in order to do it and pull it off correctly. Talking about general politics is easy compared to this. For most people that talk about guns in a good manner, they don't know what they're talking about most of the time. They'll get out there and they'll say something and you can listen to them and they'll give themselves away. But if it's in the news and it's about guns, it's probably 100% wrong. You know, we have been told this thing, and this is the thing that gets to me most about the Las Vegas shooting. I know 58 people were killed, and that is horrible. I want to know how many people were wounded with a weapon. I want to know how many people were wounded with a round, a 5.56 millimeter round, or 223, whichever it is. I don't want to know how many people were hurt. I'm actually out of 22,000 for 527 to only be hurt. That's pretty good. That means that was a fairly, I don't know, shall we say, orderly, panicked exit, if you will. And that's good stuff. The bad stuff is, you know, what I say all the time. They don't know what they're talking about. They should have to know what they're talking about. If you're going to report on it, if you're going to pass out this kind of news, you need to know what you're talking about when you do it. I think that's only fair. If it's in the news and if it's about guns, they probably got it wrong. Back again in 21 hours. Tomorrow night, it'll be Rob Morris and James Yeager. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Here we go.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.